This week, President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, said that he paid Stephanie Clifford, a porn star, also known as Stormy Daniels, $130,000 out of his own pocket shortly before the presidential election in 2016. Cohen said the payment was lawful and was not a campaign contribution or a campaign expenditure by anyone. Clifford has previously said she had an affair with Donald Trump in 2006. Trump has denied this. Joining us now is Abigail Tracy, who's a staff news writer for Vanity Fair's Hive. And Abigail, first of all, why did Michael Cohen, Trump's longtime lawyer, admit finally to making this payment?
So what happened was Common Cause, which is a nonpartisan watchdog group, filed a complaint with the FEC saying he potentially violated campaign finance laws when he made this payment, obviously, which was first reported by The Wall Street Journal last month. And yesterday, actually, one of my colleagues spoke with Michael Cohen, and he said he really just wanted to get out ahead of the news. He wasn't trying to add fuel to the story in any way, but just this idea of people would eventually find out about the complaint, and he just wanted to beat those stories.
Because there was a question about whether the campaign was the one that actually paid Stephanie Clifford. He's saying, no, it was me. It came out of my own pocket.
Right. So he's saying this was a personal payment. This is something that I did because I'm loyal to Trump and I wanted to protect him.
He made the payment, though, through a shell company, right, set up in Delaware.
Yes. So he made it through an LLC. And the reason it came back to him was because his name was one of the authorized persons who was listed on the LLC. So not a great job covering his tracks there.
The big question now is whether Cohen ever got paid back for that payment, whether the Trump campaign or President Trump paid him back. Do we have any idea whether that happened?
So he says that the Trump campaign did not pay him back, whether directly or indirectly. But he hasn't actually said or will not go on the record saying whether Donald Trump knew about this payment, whether Donald Trump personally paid him back later. That's something that he just has really refused to address and refused to comment on at this point.
And if the campaign paid Cohen back in any way, that would be a violation of campaign finance laws?
Yes, it would likely be, just because it wasn't something that was disclosed with the FEC. But also there is this issue of even if it doesn't go through the campaign's coffers, it can still technically be a contribution in kind. The idea there is any donation, whether it's by a third party, that the purpose of which is to, you know, ultimately influence a campaign can technically be classified as a contribution to that campaign.
Now, Stephanie Clifford, meanwhile, reportedly now believes that Michael Cohen violated the non-disclosure agreement he had with her by admitting to making the payment. And her manager says that now she is free to tell her story. Should we expect that?
I would expect that she will definitely talk. I think, you know, obviously there was the In Touch interview that was only published last month that she actually did in 2011, so didn't fall under the non-disclosure agreement. But she was very candid in that, and I expect, you know, her to continue talking and sort of discuss this alleged affair.
There's so much news going on right now. There's so much palace intrigue in the White House going on right now. Are you surprised that this story is not getting more attention?
I think, you know, any normal presidency, it would be front page news for weeks. But I think you're right. There's so much going on and such a drip of news on a regular basis that it's really at this point unsurprising that this hasn't been getting more attention. And I think, you know, coming out and getting ahead of the story, Michael Cohen probably knew that this was likely to get buried.
That's Abigail Tracy, a staff news writer for Vanity Fair's Hive. Abigail, thank you.
Thank you very much.